Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Skaters, get ready for some serious shredding. After more than a decade of planning, a long-awaited community skate park in Cambridge opens tomorrow. WBUR's Aninjor Mbomeka tells us how this park came to be.
They were jumping up on my tortoise and hare. My tortoise and hare, my wonderful sculpture.
That's artist Nancy Shern, known for her Make Way for Ducklings sculptures. 2 decades ago, Shern discovered skateboarders were using her tortoise and hare sculptures in Copley Square for practice.
So I went down rather angry and started talking to these kids. And what are you doing on my sculpture, I said. And of course, I discovered they were wonderful athletes.
And Shern learned something else, too. Skateboarders had very few places to skate.
After talking to them, I decided what they really needed. They needed a legal place to go.
And that's how the idea for a new public skate park began. Shern connected with the Charles River Conservancy, a nonprofit focused on public parks along the Charles. Flash forward to tomorrow, when the Conservancy opens a $3 million, 40,000 square foot skate park, tucked underneath ramps to the Zakin Bridge in East Cambridge. But the road to tomorrow's grand opening wasn't easy. Renata von Scharner heads the Conservancy, and she says most skate parks are built privately or by cities or towns.
For a nonprofit and a small nonprofit like we are, to take on the challenge of such a capital project that is so complicated was a big hurdle.
For instance, the land had jurisdictional issues left over from the big dig. It was also a former brownfield and had to be cleaned up before construction. Money had to be raised, and there were risk factors.
Skaters can get hurt, and so as a small nonprofit, we could not take the liability of actually operating that skate park.
That was solved by eventually transferring ownership of the park to the state.
Everyone's like, finally.
Doug Moore lives in Alston. He describes himself as a middle-aged man who never quit skating. He says for most of his life, Boston skaters have had to make their own skating spots.
There's small little things throughout the town, but you got to get into the suburbs. You know, the closest good park is in Hudson, Mass.
The new park is designed for skaters of all skill levels and athletes in wheelchairs. Canton Russell is a former professional skateboarder turned skate park designer who led the design. Standing in the park recently, he explained its inspiration.
There's a lot of natural, urban, architectural things in the city that people like to ride on. Different staircases, grindable ledges, railings, weird embankments that aren't really meant for skateboarding.
Those familiar elements are now in one sanctioned area. There's also a replica of a former skating spot, a mountainous structure that used to be near Boston Medical Center.
10 years ago, I had the pleasure of riding there. Unfortunately, it was very illegal and I got kicked out, but I was able to kind of ride that and understand why people like that.
I'm just thrilled. I'm so thrilled. I'm overcome with joy. And when I saw the real thing, and it's just about finished, it's just beautiful.
And sculptor Nancy Shern knows a thing or two about beautiful structures.
It's really very big sculpture, so I guess I related to it particularly.
And longtime skaters in Boston can relate to something as well. Near the entrance, etched in cement, are Shern's tortoise and hare. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Zeninjor Nwameka.